This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, July 5th. Well, I hope everybody had a wonderful 4th of July extended weekend. We had some bad manufacturing news on Monday from ISM. Essentially, the manufacturing sector contracted for the 8th straight month and is now the worst in at its worst level in 3 years. So that is not good. As you probably know, we're building factories. We're trying to onshore all these new industries, semiconductor equipment, batteries, etc. And apparently it's not creating any jobs yet. Okay. So, oops. Anyway, the other thing that's going on as far as the market's concerned is obviously we had a huge small cap rally in June. That has continued through Monday. Of course, Monday was a shortened day. And, you know, those stocks have had quite a run here. So I do expect some consolidation between now and earnings season. But from everything I've seen, when my stocks announce earnings, they do react very positively. So we do have a much stronger market right now. Now, there are two big concerns. One is the yield curve, okay? It is more severely inverted than it has been in 42 years. So, you know, longtime market pundits say that's going to kill the economy. We'll see, okay? It's not killing the service economy, okay? It's not killing consumer spending. So we'll have to see. It's just consumers aren't that eager to buy big ticket items, but it's getting better. You know, new home sales are up and people are getting used to the mortgage rates. And so I think there's some hope out there. The other thing that's going on is oil prices, you might have noticed, are up a lot today. And Iran is behaving badly. They're trying to seize more oil tankers. Now, they've seized quite a few. So what's going on is the U.S. is no longer patrolling the seas. And when we did patrol the seas, we would basically protect commerce. And we're not doing that anymore. So that's unfortunate. And so that allows bad actors to do their thing, okay? So there's some tension in the oil patch. And I do want to remind everybody that a lot of us were out and about 4th of July weekend. We used a lot of energy. It's hot. That uses a lot of natural gas. So the energy markets are firm right now, okay? What's also interesting is, you know, of all the economic indicators we look at for stocks, all the accounting data, you know, so that would be things like sales, earnings, margin expansion, return on equity, cash flow, all those little tidbits. The companies with the fastest margin expansion are in the energy patch, and they're predominantly in America. I did sell the Canadian ones because they have those fires that are disrupting their production in Alberta, and unfortunately the fires typically will persist through the fall because the boreal forests in Alberta are full of peat, and peat kind of smolders. So rain will not necessarily put out those fires. And this is an annual thing that happens in Canada and Siberia, although, of course, this year it's much worse, and it started much earlier than normal. So it'll be fascinating to see how our energy stocks react when they announce their earnings. But normally when you have margin expansion, you have big surprises. So the refiners are looking good because of the crack spreads. The big integrated energy companies are looking good. They actually have boosted their production. So that's good. So somebody like Exxon has Guyana, you know, it's the hottest, source of new oil, in the world right now. And that's a very light sweet crude that everybody wants too. So a lot of exciting things are going on there. So, the bottom line is, we probably will consolidate here just a bit. Obviously we're going to have a lot of payroll data in the next, couple days. We also will get the Fed minutes today at 2 p.m. Eastern. I hope the doves are more vocal in those minutes. They've certainly been vocal after the meeting. So there is a minority of doves that doesn't want the Fed to raise rates. And based on what we just saw with the ISM data, they shouldn't raise rates. Okay. And, of course, they'll get very favorable CPI data next week, and that will hopefully cause the Fed to not hike rates at all. So so that's kind of what's going on, but fascinating times right now. And we're investing in the best stocks. It's going to be every stock for itself when earnings come out. And I'm very comfortable and confident that we're going to have another wonderful earnings announcement season. So that's it. Those are your updates for today. I'll update you during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. It's Lee Navalier.